I think the live music sessions on Six are really special because you never know quite what's going to happen, whether you've got someone who's like Tom Jones, an absolute legend, putting a new spin on a blues classic, or you've got a brand new band who play a track that they've not only not performed before, but never even recorded before. I mean, that happened just the other day on my show with James Levy and the Blood Red Rose. They performed a track that was stunning, but literally doesn't exist in any other form. We're the only people who've got it. It's like going to a concert. It's the unexpected, and it's also those kind of special moments that are extra surprising and unique, really.
I'm Chris Hawkins, and in the early days of Six Music, I presented a Sunday afternoon show, invited bands to play live on the programme, and in one of Six Music's first ever Made of Veil sessions, Goldfrapp performed just as they released their breakthrough LP, Black Cherry. And for me, it remains one of Six Music's best ever sessions from the world-famous Made of Veil studios.
Andrew Collins on Six Music.
What happens is, if you have a session, you do your normal show from the studio, and then about 2 hours before the session is about to go live, men start to come in, and it is normally men, carrying large pieces of equipment, drum kits and the like, wheeling it in as if perhaps backstage at the O2, but in fact into an area which we used to call the hub, but is now just the place where the sessions are done. It's a small place. There's a sink and there's a kitchenette area which can't be used, obviously, while the sessions are going on. And it's just fills and fills and fills. And then they start to do sound checks and there's banging with the drums, which comes through the glass. It's incredibly exciting. And then the session itself seems to come and go so quickly. I think the point when we realised things were going well with the Six Music live sessions was when people from Radio 3, who happened to be underneath us at that time, started to bang on the ceiling with a broom, I'm hoping, as if to say, shut up!
This is Gideon Coe, and I've been at BBC Six Music since day one, since the first day of broadcast on the 11th of March 2002, in various guises. Some standout moments include, a lot of them I think are based around guests who I have had the pleasure to meet. Hopefully it's been okay for them as well. And that has ranged from people like Tony Joe White. This is a man who met Elvis. So to be in the same room with him, that was a splendid moment. And the whole business as well of meeting people who have made records which have been important for me in my formative years, and managing to conduct interviews with them without dissolving into some sort of emotional state.
I was there at the start when they invited me to do a programme called The Dream Ticket, which was all to do with great sessions and concerts that the BBC had recorded over the years. And I love tuning in. And Lamo, I love you. Gideon Coe, I love you. Tom Robinson, I love you. Chris Hawkins, you too. Happy birthday.